Hoặc yêu trên ở cả tất cả các ở cả miền Trung à, yêu biểu go. Hi, my name is Carl Smith. I'm Yupik from Akak, Alaska, and I'm 17 years old.
On Monday, Smith, along with the other petitioners, spoke at a press conference hosted by UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund.
I'm here because climate change is affecting the way I live. It has taken away my home, the land, and the animals.
When asked if he felt like taking on the responsibility of fighting for climate change has stolen his childhood, Smith said yes.
Because I can't do my subsistence lifestyle anymore. We used to be able to go hunt, geese hunt, any kind of hunt, berry picking, and now they're just disappearing.
He then shared why he believes global leaders are delaying action on climate change.
I think they're acting slow is because they don't want to lose money. And I think they should go see what it's doing to the people in the little villages and the little cities.
Akiak, where Smith lives along the Kuskokwim River, is one of those little villages. Akiak has undergone dramatic erosion in recent years, forcing people to move out of their homes as the encroaching riverbank threatens their safety. Three of the other petitioners are from the Marshall Islands and another from Palau. Each described their island sinking beneath a rising and warming ocean. At the end of the press conference, Smith gave this final message.
Everyone needs to act now, because if we don't act now, all of us are going to lose our homes. We're going to lose everything. Would you guys want to lose your homes?
A global youth strike is planned for this Friday to demand world leaders create policy to address the climate crisis. Smith marched in a similar strike last week in New York City. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.